Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of June 2018, and this is the 812th Mole Out Loud podcast. The first day of winter, and I've just returned from Launceston, which is a city in the north of the state, on the north side of the island, and it's cold inland. So we started the day with a frost, and so it really did feel like the first day of winter. I'm podcasting today because I just didn't get a chance yesterday. I was either on the road or in the coach or with my very active young grandson, or with his parents, and I really wanted to just be with them, just make the most of that time together yesterday and today. So I left Launceston around lunchtime and came home late in the afternoon to a rather chilly house, which is now warmed up a bit. And I've been talking to my sister, who's trying to finish knitting a sock. And I was just trying to come to terms with my diary. So we had a little bit of time of working together. And for me, it's a great way of just finding my feet again after these 2 days absent. It was lovely being away, and well, it was lovely not so much being away, but lovely being where I was. And it's good to get out and do something entirely different, like kick balls around and pull each other's noses and sing and crawl and jump and read children's books and just really engage with whatever happens to be happening without imposing any rhythm of my own on it. It was also good going on those last 2 days of the week, and the last 2 days of the month too, or the last day of the month, because as I mentioned before, I'd achieved my writing goal for May, and so I felt as if I deserved a break. I don't know, actually that's not even quite right, not deserved a break, but I felt joyful about having a break. I think I find it very difficult to have a break and feel good about it. So I did feel good about it. And the other thing is that I've got a cave at the library again tomorrow. And so I can be back in it, back in my writing quite solidly, very soon. And I have a writers group meeting on Thursday next week as well, so it'll be a good writing week, I think. It was a beautiful day both yesterday and today, and as I was coming down on the bus in the lower part, or the, when I say lower, I always think of north as being higher than south, that very Eurocentric idea of where the centre of the universe is, and of course where a lot of the early maps were. I've been reading this great book by, what's his name, Turchi, T-U-R-C-H-I, about maps, Maps of the Imagination, The Writer as Cartographer, it's called. And it shows you lots of different maps based on different conceptions of place or space or importance. And It's really made me think of that again. So what I was saying was kind of lower, was closer to Hobart, as we became closer to Hobart, which is in the south. We started coming along a highway, which runs parallel to the bicycle route that I took to go to Mona, to the art museum. And so I could see all these places that I'd cycled along, and I did take a photo from the window of the bus. It's not brilliant, but I'm going to put it up with this podcast. Because while I was cycling, of course, I couldn't photograph. In a different way, when I'm walking, I can always stop and take photographs if I want to, but on the bike, I can't. And I find myself pedaling past really lovely places and actually not stopping to take photographs. I was going to say not stopping to appreciate those landscapes, but that isn't true. There's something lovely about moving through a landscape that is also an appreciation, and it's an appreciation of a moving landscape. So it is different, but it's not no less appreciative. I might even manage a link to a mole that I did a little while back about bicycling before I had any intention of buying a bicycle. Or perhaps there was an intention there that just hadn't reached my brain yet. So I'm going to leave you with that. I do hope that you've had a good week, that you've been able to engage what's most important to you, that you have been able to in some way appreciate the things around you, whether it's the natural environment or a person-made environment, or an animal-made environment for that matter, a mole-made environment. Thank you very, very much for listening again, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.